Hello and welcome to the episode 155 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have the start of a world tour, a live homage to the Beatles paid by Jimi Hendrix, and more recording on Revolution. On the 4th of June 1960, the Silver Beatles had another engagement at a Les Dodd venue, the Grosvenor Ballroom in Wallasey, England. The promoter used to reserve these Saturday nights for big beat events. This particular evening was billed as a way to, and I quote, "see this new all-star outfit in a swinging session." The all-star outfit was, naturally, the Silver Beatles. We get a more relaxing atmosphere for the evening concert at the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, happened exactly 1 year later, in 1961. The Beatles, now with Pete Best on drums, were still busy with their second residency in town. In 1962, the Beatles, still with Pete Best in the lineup, rehearsed their material for the second day in a row at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. The band was getting ready for their first recording session at the EMI Studios in Abbey Road, London. The rehearsal started at 7 p.m. and so the venue was closed to the public for the night. In 1963, the Beatles were on at the Town Hall in Birmingham with the rest of the Roy Orbison package tour. On the 4th of June 1964, the Beatles' 27-day world tour kicked off with two houses at the KB Hallen in Copenhagen, Denmark. The tour began on a sour note due to Ringo Starr's illness and his temporary replacement with Jimmy Nicol. Check out episode 154 of this podcast for more info on the matter. John, George, Paul, and Jimmy Nicol flew to Copenhagen in the morning, finding 6,000 fans at their arrival, with 10,000 more waiting for them in the city center. When the band arrived at their destination, the Royal Hotel, some fans tried to break into the entrance to follow their idols. It was just one early indication of the pandemonium that would have followed the Beatles during the tour. In the afternoon, the band rehearsed their set with Jimmy Nicol. "I saw her standing there. I want to hold your hand. All my loving, she loves you. Till there was you. Roll over Beethoven. Can't buy me love. This boy," and "Twist and Shout." After that, they received the visit of the British ambassador to Denmark. They went on performing a first show at 6 p.m. and a second at 9:30 p.m., both in front of 4,400 screaming fans. The support band was a local act called the Hitmakers. Back in England, during a long afternoon session spanning between 2:30 and 7 p.m., producer George Martin and engineer Norman Smith mixed in mono "Long Tall Sally," "Matchbox," "I Call Your Name," and "Slow Down." This last song had received a piano overdub performed by Martin himself and completed just before the mixdown. With these songs, the mixes for the Long Tall Sally EP, to be released in June, were ready to go. Also during this session, the two mixed the mono version of "When I Get Home," "Anytime at All," and "I'll Cry Instead" for the Hard Day's Night LP. On this date in 1965, EMI released Beatles for Sale No. 2 in Britain, the band's 9th EP. Released only in mono, the record included "I'll Follow the Sun," "Babies in Black," "Words of Love," and "I Don't Want to Spoil the Party." In 1967, George Harrison and Paul McCartney went to watch a concert at the Savile Theatre in London. The bill included the Stormsville Shakers, Procol Harum, the Chiffons, Danny Lane and his Electric String Band, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. In Barry Miles's "Many Years From Now," Paul recalls that Hendrix opened the show, playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It had only been released on the Thursday, so that was like the ultimate compliment. Paul had already watched Jimi Hendrix live early in January 1967, and the two had already struck a friendship. Finally, in 1968, the Beatles were at the EMI Studios in Abbey Road between 2:30 p.m. and 1 a.m., working on Revolution. John re-recorded his lead vocals, adding the end-in bit to the You Can't Count Me Out line. He did so, laying on the floor of the studio while attempting to change the sound of his voice in some way. Then, more overdubs were added to the sound collage still concluding the song, a background vocal line by Paul and George singing Mama Dada obsessively, a tone pedal guitar part, some percussions, another drum track, an organ, and two tape loops created by the band as a whole. A rough mix of the song was taken home by John Lennon. This concludes this episode of What a Fab Day. If you like what you just heard, please help me out to create much more music-related content. How? You can visit www.simonmas.com/support to find that out. Even just simply sharing this episode on your social media can make a world of difference. And if you decided to make even a small donation, well, you'd be truly fab. Tomorrow, we'll keep following the Beatles on their 1964 World Tour, but of course, there will be much more too. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.